your devotional life. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, New King James Version. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Too many of us object, perhaps unconsciously, to the rather evident fact that the maintenance of the devotional mood is indispensable to success in the Christian life. And what is the devotional mood? It is nothing else than constant awareness of God's enfolding presence, the holding of inward conversations with Christ, and private ownership of God in spirit and in truth. To establish our hearts in the devotional mood, we must abide in Christ, walk in the Spirit, pray without ceasing, and meditate in the Word of God day and night. Of course, this implies separation from the world and obedience to the will of God as we are able to understand it. No matter how we may argue, true holiness and spiritual power are not qualities that can be once received and thereafter forgotten, as one might wind a clock or take a vitamin pill. Every advance in the spiritual life must be made against the determined resistance of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Dear Lord, thank you for watching over me and my loved ones last night. I look forward to spending time with you throughout the course of this day. Amen. These were the words of A.W. Tozer. Everything that you do in life carries with it a price that has to be paid. It is absolutely amazing to me how many people there are today who actually think that there are free lunches available for them. They also believe that someone else or the government will willingly pay for the cost of those free lunches other than the folks who consume them. God's word is very specific about the connection between a good and honest work ethic and how that will provide for the nourishment of the human body. God's word tells us that if we won't work, then we shall not eat. A fellow once told me that action occurs and effort is produced by any man when his backbone and his stomach collide. Well, the same is true in the development of your own spiritual life and its related walk. God abhors a vacuum. Something must always first go in before anything can ever come out. Everything in God's kingdom reproduces itself in like kind. Because of this unalterable truth, in order to grow spiritually, you must first pour into your own spiritual heart, that is to say, your own brain, more and more of God's word, His truth, and His teachings. This can only be accomplished by the daily feeding of your own mind. You are to read and feed day and night on the Word of God. You are to associate daily with other Christian leaders and mentors physically, mentally, and or spiritually. You are to increase your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of what God wants you to do with your life. When you fill the depths of your own mind with the truth of God's Word and His teachings, and then you digest and apply what you have learned by loving and serving your fellow man, God will in turn bless your life because you have glorified and magnified your Lord and Savior by your own actions to the benefit of your fellow man. Remember, you must first possess something within yourself before you can give something away or into the life of another person. The more you take into your own life first, the more you will be able to give out to others. List the spiritual growth reading materials you have read over the last month, and begin to keep a journal of what you read and the date you read it. By following this instruction, you will begin to experience great mental and spiritual growth. You will be amazed at how much more meaningful the scriptures and what they have to say become. You will have taken great things into your heart and mind, and therefore will then have more to give out to others. God's greatest blessings to all of you.